On the show today, we have Sarah Technology's very own Shauna Richardson and GDS Link's very own Paul Greenwood and Scott Lascelles talking about GDS Link acquiring Sir Technology and the story behind this acquisition. And it's all to kind of enhance the Creighton's marketing offering. Really, really good stuff here. These two companies are going to do some great, great stuff for credit unions in every asset range. So it's good news all the way around. So I hope you guys check it out. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have a full house here in our Zoom format. And let's do some introductions, shall we? Right next to me is Sarah Tech's Shauna Richardson. Shauna, how are you?
I'm doing great, Mike. How are you? Good to see you.
Doing great. Thanks for asking. I appreciate it. And then right below us, we have the gentleman from GDS Link. We have Mr. Paul Greenwood in the dark shirt there. Paul, how are you?
Very good. How are you, Mike?
I'm doing great. Doing great. And then Scott Lascelles. Did I get the last name right, Scott Lascelles?
Yeah, good enough. Thank you, Mike.
Got it. Good enough. Okay. And Scott here. How's it going, Scott? You doing well?
Awesome.
Good. All right, guys. So today we're talking about how GDS Link has acquired Sir Technology to enhance their marketing offering. So, but before we get dive into the acquisition part of it, Paul, can you share with us a little bit who is GDS Link?
Absolutely. Yeah. So GDS Link, we're a data, decision, and analytics company, predominantly specialized in credit decisioning and fraud decisioning as well, and we've been in business since 2006.
Okay.
And we mainly play in the fintech space. We have clients such as Goldman Sachs, Lending Club, Prosper. And you know, a lot of our clients over the years have asked us to provide marketing services in the fintech space. So it's an area that's been of interest to GDS for many years now.
Awesome. Awesome. And this is a question for both Paul, Scott, and Shauna. So why did GDS Link want to acquire Sir Technology? What was the thought process there and the strategies? And so Paul, I'll let you go first, and then Shauna, you can chime in from Sir Tech side, from your side.
So again, GDS has been looking to get into the marketing space for a number of years. A lot of our fintech clients have really wanted GDS to provide these services. In addition to that, GDS really wanted to break into the credit union space. We know how hard that is for organizations like GDS to be able to do that. So now the Certec and GDS merger was actually a really good fit for GDS and our long-term strategy.
But once you're in the credit union industry, it's a pretty nice place to be, right, Shauna?
It is. I grew up in the credit industry, started at the Texas Credit Union League with Dick Ensweiler.
Oh yeah.
In running the auto loan recapture program, which is the flagship of what Certec does today, although just with the breadth of pre-screen, trigger, direct marketing services, all focused on helping credit unions grow good credit quality loans to the tune of about $1 billion a year. Mm-hmm. Throughout the years, we've worked with a number of different associations, organizations, CUSOs, business partners. And, it's natural that conversations come up in terms of, hey, do you guys want to partner? How closely do you want to partner? And for Mike Covert, my partner and I, it was always about, nurturing the industry. We have a deep passion for it. Nurturing our Certec family. And then also, being able to blend in some new skill sets, new talent, new ways of looking at it, especially, these days when fintech, I've never seen our industry as competitive as it is now, aside from when home banking came in, and now I'm really dating myself. But, there's just this real flurry of activity. And so the timing was right. We looked at and talked with other companies, and just there wasn't that good of a fit. We talked with GDS really for the breadth of about 3 years before everybody got really settled in and focused on, for Certec, it's always been about the culture and service to credit unions. I mean, we're very, again, passionate about the philosophy about, members, people helping people and credit unions helping their members. And so for us, if we're peering around the corner, it was about how do we do a better job of helping credit unions really get credit to their field of membership, to those credit unions with strong DI strategies, with strong CDFI strategies, And the way, you know, the way that our model was constructed, we're really heavy in FICO and bureau data and attributes. And for numerous reasons, some of which are regulatory and compliance, you know, it's harder for us to basically kind of book in the value of a FICO score or credit score. With GDS, they bring 200 data assets and then some, plus a whole lot of other really cool things about their platform that for Mike and I, as we sat back and talked about it, we said, this is what we've been looking for to complete, you know, the pre-screen decisioning, underwriting, and push to loan origination system. So we took a while, you know, in the courting stage, if you will. But I think if I could speak for Paul and Scott, I think everybody and Mike were really happy with it. You know, it was an acquisition for sure. But Paul was very focused on keeping the Seretech team intact. He's like, I just want you guys to continue doing what you're doing. Yep. And we're just going to learn together and then we'll add in some things that'll be really productive for credit unions. So it's an exciting time.
I bet. Yeah. If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yeah.
If it's working well, keep it rolling and make it, enhance it. And I'm going to stick with you on this one, Sean. So how does it impact your current clients and future clients coming on board here? So,
great question and really good conversations that are going on now. And Paul and Scott can talk to, you know, the strategy and the objective for what we're doing today and then what we'll do in probably Q4. But there's a strong focus on, hey, let's continue to help credit unions grow, you know, grow their direct lending. You know, we're in an unusual economy right now, right? Mm-hmm. And we're watching different parts of consumer loans, you know, ebb and flow. Seretech is we're excellent at customer service. We're excellent at all things pre-screen and direct marketing. And so I think there's been a strong focus on, let's not pull that apart. Let's add to it when we're ready. Yeah. But the additions are going to be where we give a lot more full service to the current clients and to those that maybe have worked with us in the past. Mm-hmm. And maybe we didn't have as robust of an offering, but we're going to go back into the market this year and deliver some things that I think that are really exciting to them. For credit unions, that's if you ask me why credit unions are sticky or why we've been around successfully for 28 years, it's primarily because we plug in as part of their team, mostly their marketing team. What we didn't have in the past was a very strong ability other than through delivering, you know, automated lending through an API. We didn't have a really strong push into an LOS system. Mm-hmm. We will in the future. And I think that makes Seretech a really outstanding, Seretech and GDS a really outstanding service provider. One other thing I'd like to add to that, and just because I'm so proud of the Seretech team, we got an NPS score last year as part of the acquisition, and we were rated a 92, which is pretty much unheard of.
Wow, Shauna, so, well done.
You know what? And all that goes back to the team. And again, the passion that I think we have for doing the work that we do within the industry, you know, that $1 billion a year figure. Okay. That sounds good. But what it means at the end of the day, Mike, is that we're helping members to get a better auto loan. Great. So that they can go take their kid to a better daycare. They can buy a car to get them back and forth to work. They can pay for the increase, you know, in gas prices. And that's what our team really thrives on.
Yeah. Which is so important in today's, like you said, interesting economy, what's going on out there. Yeah. So important. And Paul and Scott, so give us your perspective on this, on how it's going to affect their clients. And then what do you guys look to achieve here? What are some goals that you guys have in mind?
Yeah, absolutely. From a credit union standpoint, obviously we want to bring the analytics capabilities that GDS has to the existing Seretech clients. So building response models, you know, having the ability to really expand the footprint of the credit unions, both attracting new borrowers as well as new members as well. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then on the GDS side, obviously bringing the Seretech capabilities to the fintech space, again, adding the analytics and the other additional data sources that we know are important in the marketing process as well.
Gotcha. Scott, anything to add there?
Yeah. So I think what we're really focusing on is, you know, data and analytics are at the core of marketing and risk.
Pretty much.
And so we go to the credit unions and enable them to have access to tools that all the banks and the fintechs have now. Sort of the way credit union leagues go after a core together. They can't quite afford the core by themselves, but they pool together and then they can, and they get a better capability. Same thing here, fractional ownership of capabilities from analytics, modeling, forecasting. You know, we'll be able to get the whole U.S. in a prospect database and help credit unions understand their field of membership, their total addressable market. And, you know, things that you would normally do at a much larger institution, they can have access to all those capabilities and by far more than just credit data, as Shauna was saying, you know, which really help when we look at CDFI and DEI initiatives, you know, what data is needed to really look at a customer that's beyond FICO, because, you know, that works on a segment of the population, but doesn't help everybody.
Yeah. And you guys probably alluded to it a little bit in your previous responses, but what's the roadmap look like now? I'll pose this to Shauna and Scott. Shauna, you want to start? What's the roadmap look like right now?
You know, I think as I kind of pull back off of the way that CERTEC operated and our business model and what we executed, we've got quite a few new features and benefits. And so I pull back off of that and look at it, you know, more analytically as opposed to kind of maybe how I did it in the past, more holistically, and break that down into one, kind of extrapolating the credit union space out, right? Let's really hone in a lot more on what's going on in, you know, whether it's based on asset membership, certainly field of membership and their business strategy. You know, let's pull that apart. And then we've got this huge platform to be able to deliver. Well, one size is not going to fit all by any stretch. And so being able to overlap, you know, GDS strengths, CERTEC strengths, the things that we're going to bring to bear, right, or that we're delivering right now, the things that we bring to bear in Q4, the heavy lifting will come in Q4. So that full circle I talked about will be where you come to CERTEC and GDS, and it's a one-stop shop if that's what you're looking for. Mm-hmm. But we will not lose focus on the breadth of the credit union industry, which are under $200 million in assets. Right. These are critical institutions that need to thrive in their local area communities. Otherwise, we're left with Mike, you know, the story.
Yeah.
You know, the story as well as I do. And, you know, I never want to see another payday lender or series of payday lenders or otherwise proliferate in a space that credit unions, that's our market. So smaller to mid-sized shops, especially given mergers, you know, in this year and the next couple of years, are going to need a lot of support. And I think it was Scott or Paul that said, you know, this is the opportunity for credit unions, I think, to look at their partners, not their vendors, but their partners that are bringing these services and say, okay, can we, you know, look at ourselves as, you know, we're doing the community work, we're doing the lending work, but we don't really need to do the technology or the operations piece as much. Can we bring in full service, you know, partners that help us with this and, you know, that can do it cost effectively, you know, because as we know, consumer lending, there's just not a whole lot of margin in that game. And we, you know, so we've got to be able to focus on the credit unions, their business models, and then adapt our platform and our strategies to the roadmap. So sorry, there's a lot probably packed in there, but if I had to say anything in a summary of that, I'd say that this platform can highly accommodate, you know, the $1 billion plus shops. We're really well set for the mid-market and to, you know, the smaller shops as well.
Yeah, which are the ones that we really need, that need the help. They're resource challenged, obviously. And so something like this could really go a long, long ways for sure, for sure. And Scott, do you have anything to add to Shauna's response as well from the GDS side?
Yeah, when I first started, Shauna took me to GAC with her. And that was a great introduction.
Oh, I bet. Yes. The big family reunion. Yeah.
Credit union mission and values, which are so different than other financial institutions. So, you know, what Shauna really hit it on the head is what we can provide is easy integration. So the credit unions can focus on what they do best, serving their communities. And we can help them with, you know, finding their customers so they don't go to someone else when they're online looking for a loan and they don't see the credit union there. We can help them with that lead gen aspect. We have access to all of their underwriting and who they pre-screen. Mm-hmm. Well, let us push those offers out into ATMs, into text, into lead gen platforms, and help them find customers in every channel that they're in on the internet, not just in direct mail and email. So we can help with that. We can also help the credit unions with CDFI. We've talked.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Shauna helped me out. We met with several CEOs of credit unions right in the 150 million space.
Yeah.
And they want to deploy CDFI funds, and they need to understand the risk of the population other than FICO. Mm-hmm. And that's something GDS is uniquely positioned for with the whole modeling and analytics team we have. So we can bring all those facets to the credit union and offer them more of a one-stop shop where they can come and get help across the spectrum to understand their total addressable market, to understand their share of wallet in, you know, auto loan recapture in their footprint. So.
And in my background, you guys say this is the same type of stuff that JP Morgan, American Express, that they're using as well. So when smaller shops can leverage the same stuff, right?
Yeah, so we built large prospect databases. You know, I built one. I was chief marketing officer of Springleaf One Maine. I built a prospect database. We're doing 15 million pieces of direct mail a month. Spent over 3 million a year building that. Well, we're going to build the same thing here, but we're going to give access to every credit union that. So it's the same tools that's actually the same company. JP Morgan Chase uses them as a client. US Bank does. So we're going to build something similar, not exactly. Right.
Yeah, but the capability is there. Yeah.
So we'll have the whole U.S. So if a credit union is in, Texas, for example, we'll have every credit qualified customer in Texas in our prospect database. We'll be able to look at their members, their non-members. We'll be able to tell them how they compare to, you know, another state, another geographic area, a similar cohort. You know, are they doing good or not? And that's a good strategic analysis for the C-level. So the management knows how they're doing for their board.
Well, this is really good news for credit unions and both your organizations as well. So again, that old cliche, win-win. it's really good news all the way around for sure. So anything else to add? I mean, I could probably talk about this for another half hour at least, I'm sure. But you guys have jobs to do. I get that. But anything else to add to wrap up here? Paul, Scott, I'll let you guys go first. Any final thoughts here as you guys get kickstarted on this next iteration of what you guys do?
Yeah, so one of the things in the roadmap, and Scott alluded to it a little bit, you know, we're looking to help these credit unions, intercept the borrower that may be applying on Credit Karma, right, or LendingTree, or one of the other lead gen platforms that Scott described, right. So if we can find the borrower that's shopping online and pair them up with a loan that they're already pre-approved for, that's a big win for the credit union.
Completely, completely, Scott.
Yeah, exactly. That's one of our big ones. That and pre-screen of one. When a member walks into a branch of a credit union for that loan officer to know that, hey, Mike could also be auto recapture qualified. And that's pre-screen of one. Building that capability, and almost none of the smaller credit unions have that because just the pricing of it. We want to deliver all of those capabilities to them. And interestingly enough, the lead gen aspect, the pre-screen of one, all of that is about integrating to their LOS, their core, their home banking system. So you're going to see a lot more of that from us working with all those companies.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Shauna, I'm going to let you have the final word here.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Pressure's on.
You know, I told Paul and Scott earlier, I was like, I'm not going to be chatty Cathy here. Like, I'll just keep it really, really, you know, summarized. But, you got me talking about something that's still near and dear to my heart. I'd say that, we're doing a great job with understanding the market, the needs, and being able to execute and deliver those. One of the key things about the credit space is, Mike, as you and I know really well, I mean, we're advocates. We are. This is not just where we work. It's where we play. It's where we live. And there's a good amount of storytelling to be done, right? It's not just about the services that we're delivering. It is about the lives that we change and that we touch. And so we are going to stay involved with the advocacy side of it. So obviously World Council, the foundation, I'm an ICUD. I'm on the Cornerstone DE Advisory Board. I'm involved with Global Women's. We're still close with World Council. We're working with Inclusive, with DI strategies, with the African American Coalition. And so what this group would like to see is, in parallel with you know, the platform that is being delivered in Q4, that the advocacy side kind of wraps around that from a storytelling perspective. So we'd love to come back and talk with you again, if, you know, as long as you'll have us. But we should have some really good stories to tell by the end of the year.
Yeah, we need more stories for sure. Yeah. Impactful stories that show change for sure. Yeah. So good stuff. All right, guys. Well, I'm going to let you guys get back to work. Thank you so much for your time today. Congrats again on the merger. And we're going to be watching now. So look forward to bigger and better things.
Thanks, Mike. Always good to see you.
You as well. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Be well. Be safe. All right.